Okay, we try to finish up the union of Mokum HaHezek. Again, we all know that if Shein V'Regel Amazik B'Shus HaRabim, there's a Ptor. We know there's a Ptor B'Shus HaMazik. We know there's a chiyuv b'shus hanizik. Those three things are pasha to everyone. And the big statement on this topic is the riff in Siman Aleph in the Masechta, the riff which we looked at again 2 days ago. The riff gives a reason why shein v'regel apata b'shus harabin. And what's his reason? Why a shein v'regel apata b'shus harabin? The reason is that it's urchei. There's a ladder walk there. And since it's normal to walk there, so it's going to end up. It's urchei. It's a normal thing for it to eat. Normal thing for it to step. Shein v'regel is normal, and therefore shein v'regel is apata b'shus harabin. That was the chiddush of the riff. The Rosh asked that it's gzeres hakasuv. The pasuk will be a bisteyachav of nader shesaravim. So the Rosh said that he's giving a tama dekra, and that there's an afkamina. He's giving a reason for the pasuk, and that there's an afkamina. What's an afkamina? So the Rosh had a case where you have a stick that's in the Rosh Hashanah and extends into the Rosh Hashayachid, Rosh Hashanizik, and the animal's walking down the street. It steps on the stick, and it's masik in Rosh Hashayachid. So I would have thought that you're chayiv, because the hezek happened b'shus hanizik. Kamash fall on the rift. No. The p'tor b'shus harabim is because it's orche. So even in such a case, it's also orche, and you're also part. Okay, well, I just told you those are the words of the rift, and that's the whole, the chiddush of the rift. That's the case that the rift is talking about. Now, since we're going to discuss the riff today, I want just to repeat to you two kashas we had on the riff when we learned it in the beginning of the year. And Mitzvah Shem, not that the first thing, but Mitzvah Shem, we're going to answer it. We had two problems with the riff. The riff said that why you pater b'shus harabim? If an animal walks in b'shus harabim, why you pater? Because it's orche. So one problem was the Marshal's kasha. Marshal asked that there's going to be a Gemara later in the second parak, I believe in the second parak, that if an animal's walking into Shusarabim and Sroiris shoot out from under its foot and Amazik in Rishusan Nizik, that you are Chayiv. That's come out the same case as the Rif. That the Rosh said that if it's walking in the street and there's a stick that extends from one rishus from the rishus harabim into a private rishus, and you mazik your potter because the animal's walking normally. So the Rosh says that bekavanas harif that you potter if you walk in the street and there's a stick going into the other rishus. Why is that any different than the Gemara's case where it's itiza, where you're walking in the street and something shoots out from under the feet, where it's the same thing? If I recall correctly, I think one of the Mefarshei Rosh is the same kasha. Yeah, in the Pilpul Charifta he has this kasha as well. Yeah. Alright, so that was one kasha that we had. I think, if I recall correctly, we had a second kasha from Ari Zev Dov Bardalis. All these animals which are not allowed to let them walk in the street. And they also have a p'tor of Shein V'Regel B'Shus Harab. So Doch Shver. If you're the Gzeres HaKosov, the Shein V'Regel is Pater B'Shus Harab, fine. So Gzeres HaKosov, you're Pater. But if you're going to go with the Rif's reason, that the reason you put is because it's Urche. It's Rishai to walk there, and it's a normal, they only behave normally. So then I read Dovin Bailus, you don't have a right to let them walk in the Shusurah. So that's Shvet. So these are the two kashas we had, which it's a Hashem will ultimately will come back today to answer. Okay, now let's discuss. We're going to discuss three types of rishusim today. Rishus hashutvim, which we discussed already, and then rishus she'enei shel shneiem, which we're going to discuss in the next piece of Gemara, and then rishus where they both are allowed to bring their behemoths, and only one is allowed to put peiris, which the Gemara comes to, and which we started to talk about yesterday as well. Case number one. Those are the three cases. That's the whole rest of the sugya till the next Mishnah. That's it. Chatzis shel shutvim. I'm sorry. First case I want to talk is chatzis shel mazik. Chatzis shel mazik. If the nizik walks into the mazik's chatzir, and the mazik is mazikim, so we learned 2 days ago, Torah b'shusi my boy, that you're a potter. If your shah comes into my rishus and my animal's mazik you, I'm potter. I read to you the Lashon HaRambam, in Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin. The Rambam says, why are you potter? If someone's animal comes into my rishus and my animal's mazik, I'm potter, why? So Rambam first brings the Gemara's reason, Turcha B'shusi, my boy. And then the Rambam says, V'ksiv u'bir b'stei acher. That you only chayev beer b'stei acher. Only shame regals only chayev if it's beer b'stei acher, if you go into a different field. But if it's in that field, in the mazik's field, then you're potter. So the question is that that's what the Rambam brought to pasuk. So we had Shver on the Rambam, two kashas. The Ramah asks on the Rambam, two kashas. He says, first of all, what are you giving me a pasuk for? The Gemara says a reason. Tarcha b'shusi my boy. What are you giving me a pasuk? For your b'stei achem. And second of all, ubir b'stei acher is a miyat rishus sarabim. It's my chain of regal b'shusi sarab. That's what Rabir B'Steyacha comes for. The Rambam is using it for Shus HaMazik and even for Karen. The Rambam is using it even for Karen, for Shus HaMazik. He says, if your animal comes into my Rishus, I'm part of the everything. The Pasuk is by Shem V'Regel and B'Shus HaRabim. The Rambam uses it for Karen, Shem V'Regel, and B'Shus HaMazik. The whole Pasuk, it doesn't belong and it's inappropriate. It's not what the Pasuk is talking about. So the Paragoilos says that it's a Tosat Fus, and that pasuk belongs in Sifche, in Halacha Ches, it belongs in the next Halacha, and that's why, so it's a mistake, it doesn't belong. Yeah. Alright, it's not a great Teretz. First of all, Stam to say it's a Tosat Fus is never a great Teretz. And second of all, the Beis Yosef brings the Rambam the way it says, the Beis Yosef didn't hold it was a Tosat Fus. So, it needs a Yishuv. The Eben Ozel says a Geshmaka Yishuv, the Derech HaPshat, and it's so beautiful, it fits into the Rambam. Zei Zei HaPashit. The Eben Ozel says that the Rambam holds like the Rif. This Rif that we started with today, why is Shem V'Regel Pater B'Shus HaRabim? Because it's Orchei, it's Rishai to walk there, so it's Rishus Leilach Sham, and it behaved normally. That's why Shem V'Regel is Pater B'Shus HaRab. The Rambam holds like the Rif. The Lashon Rambam is Takamashma that way also. Now, if you hold like the Rif, what is Ubir B'Stei Acher telling you? That Shem V'Regel is Pater B'Shus HaRab. Why? For a reason. Why is Shem V'Regel Pater B'Shus HaRab? Because you're allowed to walk there. You're allowed to let your animal walk there. And it didn't do anything abnormal. It's orfei. So memeila, your potter. Now, the Rambam here is talking about Keren b'shus hamazik. Terem b'shus hamazik is potal tbir b'steyacher. I, bir b'steyacher, is talking about shame v'regel, b'shus haram. Teretz is, but it's exactly the same svara. Exactly the same reason. Why is shame v'regel potal b'shus haram? Because I'm allowed to let it walk there. And therefore I have a p'tor. That's exactly the same reason why Karen is potter b'shus hamazik. Because even an animal even if it's a mu'id, I'm allowed to let it walk in my rishus. So the kasha that the pasuk is mamayit shein v'regel b'shus harab, how could the Rambam bring it for Karen b'shus hayachid? It's not a kasha. Because the Rif is saying that this pasuk is telling us that we are allowed to let it walk, with Zorchayu to walk, your potter. So that patas shein v'regel b'shus harab. It also patas even Karen b'shus hamazik. Because b'shus hamazik, even Karen, I don't have to, I'm allowed to let my animal roam in my own field. Then b'shus harabim, the Rosh said, why isn't Karen patur b'shus harabim? He said, because if it's a mu'id, you have to watch your animal. But in my b'shus, I can let my animal go. So it's very gishmak. Shein v'regel b'shus harabim, and Keren, b'shus hamazik, are the same. They're both places where animals are allowed to walk. You can't stop me from letting my animal walk in my own rishus. So it's haynu hach, it's the same p'tur. Exactly the same p'tur I have b'shus harabim. On Shein, because I'm allowed to let it walk there. The same p'tur I have b'shus hamazik on Keren, because I'm allowed to let it walk here. It's very gishmak that the Rambam brings it. That's not a steer to the Gemara. That's all part of Torah for b'shus my boy. Since Yeshar is in my rishus, I'm not responsible for it. That's why I'm allowed to let my animal roam in my rishus. So if the Rambam holds like Shitas Harif in the Hezber of Bir B'Stei Acher, so then this Shverikite, that the Nozzle says, this Shverikite is answered. So that's the first Nakuda, that we use the Rif to explain Rishus HaMazik. Okay, the second Rishus we're going to talk about today is a rishus that belongs to neither of them. Now, before we start the Gemara, so I want you to appreciate the problems we're going to have, the difficulty we're going to have. What should be the din based on this riff? If it's a rishus she'ein le'shal shneim, if my animal and your animal go into Levi's rishus, a third person's rishus, and my animal's mazik you, should I be chayiv or potter? Based on the riff, what should be the din? Not only mazik you, even if it's mazik shein v'regel. What should be the din if it's in your rishus? If it's in a third person's rishus? Achayra. If it's in a third person's rishus, it should be chayiv, right? It should be chayiv. Why should it be chayiv? Because my only p'tur, the only time I potter, even on shein v'regel, is because I have a right to let the animal walk there. B'shus haram, I have a right to let the animal walk. B'shus hamazik, I have a right to let the animal walk. And a third person's rishus, I have no right to let the animal walk. So, l'chayre, the pashtus harif would be, and we're saying the Rambam holds the same way, that I'm chayiv if my animal is mazik in a third person's rishus. Now let's learn the Gemara. Gufa. Arba klolai sayyub Shimon Alaza Aime binazitin. Shimon Alaza said four klolais, it says four cases. First case was kosher rishus lenizik, v'loy lemazik, chayiv bakoil. It was rishus hanizik, avali chayiv. The Gemara is the die for the word bakoil. Bakoil. Al hakoil like tani. Normally it says yechayiv al whatever. It doesn't say here al hakoil. It says bakoil. So what's the intent? What is the meaning? Al chayiv bakoil the kulei nezik. Even keren is chayiv kulei nezik if it's in the rishus of the nizik. Even keren is chayiv. Now we know keren tam is al chayiv chatzin nezik. Money tarfini damer mishna keren b'chatzar nizik nezik shalom mishalom. Very good. It's Rav Tarfin. Rav Tarfin holds that Keren that the din of chasi nezek is only mishus harabim, not mishus hanezek. Ema seifa. What's the fourth case of the arba klala? Is leila zeva leila zeek agun chatzushen eshal shnei chayav bal hashem varegel. It says of a chatz she'ein eshal shnei nichayav hashem varegel. My leila zeva leila zeek ilayma leila zeva leila zeek klal. If no one owns it, ela da'acher, it belongs to a third party. Habina bisbir b'steyacher v'leka. Your potter, you only chayiv beer b'steyacher, and you're not chayiv if what? Beer b'steyacher v'leka. If it goes into a third party's rishus, I'm potter. Ela pshita, we go into a new case. Where it says, "Al pshita leilazel leilazel the chad," it means one of the two. Tani sefer tamishal chati nezek, mushal nezek shalom. Asal rabban, damishin akarim chatzay nezek, chati nezek udu bishal. They should tarf and sefer rabban. That's the Gemara's cash. But why did the Gemara just say in a case where you go into a third party's rishus, my animal and your animal, or my animal and your peiris, are a third person's rishus? He didn't give you rishus to be there. He didn't give me rishus to be there. So the third party's rishus. What is the Gemara saying? That you're potter. Habina b'steyach ha'veleka. Habina rabir b'steyach ha'veleka. A pliya. The Gemara is saying the Feirish, that if you're a third person's rishus, that you're potter. That you're potter. How is that shtim with the Rif? The Rif said you're only potter because you have rishus to go there. If you're in a third person's rishus, you have no rishus to go there. Why are you potter? The Gemara brings the pasuk be a b'steach avalaka. The Rif is giving the explanation of this pasuk, and it's interesting. This whole Gemara is brought in the Rif. The Rosh says, "Why does the Rif only brings halachas? It's not a halachah. Mishnah, Reisha, Tarif, and Sefer of Tarif, and that's not a halacha." So the Rosh says the reason the Rif brings this whole Gemara is because Agav, the Kler of Reb Tarfin and the Chachamim, Agav, we see this din that Leilazeh, that you're potter. If you go into the third person's Rishos, that you're potter. So the Rosh says it like it makes sense. So Papula Chirifta is the Kasha, that doesn't make sense. Papula Chirifta, I think it was always Tzadik. The Papula Chirifta says it makes no sense. If it's Rishos Shein, the Leilazeh, the Leilazeh, so then, like the Rif, I should be chayiv. My animal will be chayiv b'shus harabim too, except that I have rishus to go there. So that's the svara. So then why am I potter in a third person's rishus? So this is the plea on the Rif from this Gemara, which needs a yeshiv. So there's a stipler in the new stiplers, in the Kisvei Kibbutz Yaakov, who in Siman Vav, who's bothered by this. And he says a bit of a chiddush, but it answers not only this kasha, but the other kashas we had as well. The stipler says that when an animal does shein regel b'shus harabim and it's potter, there are two dinim. There are two separate reasons to potter, and they're both true independently. Each reason is true. One reason you're potter is the Rif's reason. You're allowed to let your animal walk in b'shus harabim. What's the problem? Normal. It's okay. You're allowed to let it walk in b'shus harabim. It's walking in b'shus harabim normally, and it's behaving normally. You have a p'tor. But there's a second p'tor. The p'tor of bir b'steyacher. L'maisa is gzeres hakasev. You're only chayiv if it's b'steyacher. Mishus harabim, it's not b'steyacher. So you have two possible p'turim. One p'tor is the pashtus gzeres hakasev of bir b'steyacher. It needs steyacher. And a second p'tor, which is the Rif. The Rif is saying that it's orchei, that's why you're potter. Obviously, we have to have a nafgamina each case. The stipler says If an animal is walking in the street and it's loaded up with tevua, and another animal walks next to it and eats off its back, what's a din? We all know the din, right? In this case, it ate off the back of the other animal. You could argue that's the acher. He did eat it off the other person's rishus, because it's on the back of the other person's animal. The other person's animal is the other person's rishus. It ate off the back of the other person's animal. It should be chayiv. It's stay acher. Kamash belon the rif. No. If it's orche, you have a ptor. And this is orche, an animal that's walking in the street. They'll eat off another animal's back if there's food there. So since it's orche, you have a ptor. So the rif is teaching us something. He's telling us that besides the ptor, that you need beer b'stei acher. You need it to be in the sada of the nizik. In addition, there's a ptor of orche. Orche is a nafkamina in such a case. We ate off the back of the other animal. Or in the Rosh's case, we have a stick. It walked and it stepped on the stick, and the stick is sticking into Rosh's nizik. It was mazik in the Rosh's nizik. So it's regel that was mazik b'Rosh's nizik. He's still potter, because it's Orche. So these are two cases. We have only the Ptur of Orche and not the Ptur of Bir B'stei Acher, because it is B'stei Acher. It isn't the Mazik Sada. On the other hand, when you go into Rishus, that's Loishal Mizik for Loishal Mazik, you go into third person's Rishus and you Mazik there. There, it's not Orche, because you have no right to go there. So we as the kashi should be chayiv, but that's the case where you'll have the other ptor. In that case, not the ptor, will be a b'stei acher. B'stei acher means the sada of the mazik. You need beer in the sada of the mazik, and it's not the sada of the mazik. So you have two ptorim. Each ptor applies in certain cases, and not in other cases. So the rif, the lifizeh, is not giving us the only reason. He's giving us a reason. Like the Rosh says, v'nafkamina. But both reasons hold true. This is the aside of the stipler. L'chayra, the stipler would answer, I don't think he says this, but it would answer the kasha we had from Ari, Doiv, Nomer, and Bardalis. What was the kasha? That Ari, Doiv, Nomer, Bardalis, that's Mazik B'Shasarab, is also Potter. Why is it potter? It's not orche. You're not allowed to let your ari walk down the street by itself. So if it eats, why is it potter? See, the stat will be answered. The ptor of orche, you take it on half. But the ptor of bir b'stei acher, you still have. Lamais, it's not b'stei acher. Lamais, it's b'shus harabim. It's b'shus harabim. So therefore, you have a ptor. The other kasha that we asked from Hitiza, when you walk in the street and the animal shoots into the Rosh HaSayachid, why you chayiv? So the Stipler says that they are chayiv because that walking in the street and something shooting out into the Rosh HaSayachid, that in that case, yichai, because that's not normal. That's not orche. It's not a normal thing. Now, if there's a stick in the street, you understand, it's not normal for there to be a stick in the street that goes into the Rosh HaSayachid. But once the stick is there, it's normal for the animal to step on it and be mazik in Rosh HaSayachid. So, even though whoever put the stick there did something abnormal, but the animal did normal. The animal stepped on the stick, which was on the other side of it, was in Rosh HaSayachid. That was normal. So the Rosh said, you're potter. Hashenken Hitiza, if it stepped on a pebble and the pebble shot out, that's abnormal. That's not a ptor of orche. And there, Hitiza, you're going to be chayiv. And then the stipler brings a raya to this whole cheshbon. Says the Gemara later is going to say, If you're walking in the street, the animal is walking in the street, and he tees up, a rock shoots out from under its foot into Rosh HaSayachid, Yechad. Vice dice, if the animal is walking in the street, he tees up, and a rock shoots out from under its foot, and it's mazik in Rosh HaSarabim itself. The animal going down the street, and the tzrayrus shoot out from under its foot, but it's mazik in Rosh HaSarabim. Vice dice, your potter. Because the Lashon HaGemara is if you walk in the street and it shoots out and it's mazik in Rosh HaSayachid, then you're high. If I say you're walking the street and it's mazik Rosh HaSarabim, you're potter. My nafkamina. If it's orche, you should be potter on both. If it's not orche, you should be chayiv on both. What's the difference? He tees are the eroi tees are here. It's like this type, it's a raya. That really it's lav orche. You should be chayiv. There's a second p'tor. You need a beer b'stei acher. You need it should be in somebody else's field. If it's not a beer b'stei acher, then it doesn't... then you have a zaitik of a Torah. You have the Torah, be a b'steyach of a lekha. So in effect, what the Stipel is saying is that this Gemara, habino the b'steyach of a lekha, is megalitas a p'tor of Sheva Regel, that b'ino b'steyach of a lekha, that itself is a p'tor of Sheva Regel, which is not a steerer to the Rif, but is an added p'tor besides the Rif. This is the this is how the Stipel answers. It's a davar hamukhrich. It's not so mashmeh the lashon arif because the rif doesn't give two reasons. The rif gives one reason, and the rush doesn't say two reasons. The rush says it's time of the krah. But cheshbon works out that if he means to say that this cheshbon is also true, but the gzeres hakatzav is also true, they're both true, so then it's good. Rather, we have a rule generally: we don't say time of the krah. We don't pass in halachis by giving svaris to psukim generally. But a chayshin nishbat, it's an exception. Generally, a chayshin nishbat, if we can understand the gzeres hakasa, we usually go with the svara. Because chayshin nishbat is usually the kar of aladas. There are some chukim in the chayshin nishbat also. Now here, what we're saying is that the rif is giving a reason, but it's not the whole reason. It's also gzeres hakasa, be a mistayach. Well, my said both are true. Okay, so we're done with this case. So no machlekes in this case. Sade she'ina shel shneim, your potter. Sade she'ina shel shneim, your potter. Hakel chiddush. Potter amar l'mazik. Svara would be hard to understand, no? Why should I be potter? My animal went into someone else's rishos. There's a kasa, be you need, be your b'stei acher. You only chayv if you're mazik and rishos ha-mazik. Alright, so we covered case number one, rishos ha-mazik. Case number two, rishos she'ein eshel shneim. So we have left one more case, and that's the Gemara's next piece of Gemara. And we're going to discuss that as well, and we'll have covered all three cases. Let's see. That's on to Gemara. So Gemara said, Reisha Reb Tarfin v'Sefer Rabbanan. Okay, five lines at the back. So Gemara said that you have to say, Reisha Reb Tarfin Sefer Rabbanan, in Dabalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Shinana Shveik Masnisa V'Sa Basroi. Don't try to figure this out. Follow me with the shita of Reisha Reb Tarfin Sefer Rabbanan. And Rav Yehuda is always called Shinan on Shas. I don't know why. It's not because he was sharp. Okay. Ravina Mishmei de Rava Amar. Ravina, the name of Rava, comes up with a new case. Till now, everything's been pretty clear. You have four possible Rishusim, right? Actually, five with Rishus Arab. You have Rishus Mazik, Rishus Nizik, Rishus Shneim, Rishus She'ein Eshel Shneim. You have four possible cases plus Rishus Arab. Mechira, those are all the types of Rishus. Rava comes up with a brand new type of Rishus. He says Kula Reb Tarfin. So the Reish is good. I the Sefer. Rishus She'ein Eloi Lazev Eloi Lazev. What does that mean? My Eloi Lazev Eloi Lazev. It means loy lezeh v'loy lezeh l'peiris ela d'chad. Lezeh ulezeh l'shvarim. Shutvim have a rishus that they have rishutvis. They're both allowed to bring their shvarim into the rishus, but only one is allowed to store peiris there. I would think this is the chatzah shutvim. So the Gemara no. Legabe shem havelah chatzer hanizik. Legabe lekeren havelah rishus arabi. What does that mean? Legabe shem means legabe the fruits. It's rishus hanizik. Only the nizik has rishus to put fruits there. Legabe keren, if it's mazik another animal, that's what keren means, another animal. So then it's rishus hamazik. That's rishus shushutvim, I mean. Again, legabe shein avlo chatzah nizik. Legabe keren avlo rishus harabim, like chatzah shushutvim, and therefore, yechai. Let's think about this. What's the case? One person has rishus to put peiris there, and they both have rishus to leave their animals there. Again, let's go with the riff. What should be the din? It's a pasha, no? Let's go with the riff. The riff said, the riff's rule. The apata, whenever you're allowed to let your animal go, they have beds normally. So if I have a rishus with you, with shutvim, and our agreement is we can both put animals here, and you are also allowed to put your peiris there. So what should be the din? L'charit should be pashit. L'charit's pashit, you should be pater. L'charit's pashit, I'm allowed, we have an agreement, I can keep my animal under a shus, what do you want from me? L'charit's pashit, that I'm pater. Now, what does the Gemara here say? The Gemara says that I'm chayiv. Right? The Gemara says, "My loyla zev a loyla zev." It means that it's that we both have a shus to put our animals there. What did the Brisa say? Is the din by loyla zev loyla zev? The chayiv al shevel regel. So what's going on here? If I'm allowed to put my animal there, so why am I chayiv al shevel regel? I'm allowed to put my animal there. Should be chayiv. So Rabbi Natan and Tosfos Taka argues with Rashi. Tosfos loyla zev loyla zev. Rabbi Natan goris loyla zev loyla zev l'shvarim. That neither are allowed to put shvarim there. Not like Rashi. Rashi's goris loyla zev l'shvarim. They could both put it. Animals there. Rabbi Natan says no. The gabi shein have a chatan nizik. She is a peiris. Ava gabi shvarim have a lekem rishus aram. Kibishaloi ha'ilam rishus likon. The loy garcina zaktais is kamesh kasa besvarim lazel lazel shvarim. Rashi's girsa is no good. Dim kain gabi shein lo yali lo yichashim chatzar anizik. Kibishesh rishus lachol echad vechad liyikoni sham shayrin. Lachni sham shayrin. So Tosfos is asking our kash. Tosfos is saying that if they both have rishus to bring their animals there, tzichadidin should be that you're potter, you're allowed to bring your animal there. That's Tosfos' cash. So having a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, again, which sheet is which? If it's rishus to bring your animals there, Rashi's machayiv, and Tosfos' paters. Now if you look up the Rambam paskins like Rashi. The Rambam paskins in the case where they both have rishus to bring their animals there, and one has rishus to bring his peiris there, the Rambam paskins like Rashi that you're chayiv. It's not shver. We said the Rambam holds like the Rif. If the Rambam holds like the Rif, then he holds that when you have rishus to put your animal there, it's a p'tur. It's a chayiv. It's a p'tur. So it's a pliyatzuma. Why am I chayiv in a case where what? Where I'm allowed to put with shutvim, I'm allowed to keep my animal there, and you're only allowed to keep your peiris there. Why am I chayiv? So this is the problem with the third case. Vaita problem with Shita Sarif. Vaita doesn't shtim. Now, in Svara, even though technically it seems to be a good kasha, and I'll tell you the Eben Ozel's teretz in a minute, but in Svara, is it a good kasha in Svara? You and I buy a field b'shutfis, and we have an agreement. It happens all the time. People buy a property together. I use it for something, use it for something else. I buy a property with you b'shutfis, and I tell you, we're both allowed to keep animals there, and you're going to store pears there. What should be the din? Huh? We're saying now the svar is that you're potter. Svar is that you're potter. What's going on? What's our agreement? We're saying the fairish, you put your paris, I put my animal. What does that mean? Don't want to follow. We know animals and paris don't go well together. If I put my animal, you put your paris, it's going to get eaten up. Well, what were we thinking when we made our agreement? What was going through our mind when we made our agreement? If you look in the Nebuki Yosef, he adds a few words here which seem to preempt the whole foolish little tirade that I said on this. Nebuki Yosef is an Agamara on page Hamad Beis in the Dafei Harif. About seven lines up. Pshat, he just adds a few words. I don't know where he got it. Seven lines up, Lazel, Lazel, Shvarim. They both have a shus to put their Shvarim there. You see the Chiddush he says? It's a hippo line. Coming to answer the kasha, he doesn't ask the kasha, he doesn't say anything, he just says Pshat Gemara. What? This? Where? The next thing?
This one,
it answers Taisa's Kasha. Right? This was some his intention, is to answer Taisa's Kasha. He says, Lazel, Lazel, Shvarim. He says, I'm not sure where he got it from. It could be just a Svara. Who makes agreements this way? I make an agreement with you. I can bring my animals in, and you can bring your paras in. Paras and animals don't mix. How could that be? But Muki Yosef says, "Kishahaiti zepei raisav." Then kol echad yachlis liachol lase sham shvarim shalai. That the agreement is, "Kishahaiti zepei raisav." Because our agreement is, you can keep your paras there, and when your paras are not there, we can both keep our animals there. Doesn't make sense that they agreed that simultaneously you're going to put paras, I'm going to put animals. That doesn't go. The Chiddushi Ein Shishem on the page, side of the page says, that the Kavana of the Muki Yosef is to answer Taisa's Kasha. Nira Pashit, Kasha and Muki Yosef, Lufi Girsus Arif, Hashani Khan, Kigirsus Rashi, the Gemara. He's coming to answer the kasha. So it's very geshmak. So I'm not allowed to keep my animals there when your payers are there. It changes the halacha. This is the Muki Yosef. I'd be curious to look in Shulchan Aruch how it's brought. I doubt it's brought like the Muki Yosef. But when we say we both have rishus to put animals and you have rishus to put paris, that I have a ptur, it's talking in a very limited case. Only in this type of case. It would be a normal arrangement where we can do it simultaneously. I'm taka potter. I'm allowed to put my animals there. You have to worry about your paris. So leitin muki yosef, it's answered. But everyone else knows I'm not like the muki yosef. And that here, we've had to have a problem with the with the Shitas Arif, that any time it's Orche, you're off the hook. If you do not learn like the Mukhi Yosef, then in a regular case, where I'm allowed to put my animals in, and you're allowed to put your Peiris in, we have here a din that it's that I'm chayiv, even though I'm allowed to have my animals there. So the question is, why I should be chayiv if I can have my animals there? Why should that be a chayivus? So the way you learn Pasha, now it's Mukhi Yosef, it's very schwer. So the Evan Ozel comes to answer this kasha. The other two kashas, the turutzim, were a little more satisfying. Here, there are a number of turutzim. The Evan Ozel's to me was, Shach also has a shtickle Torah to answer it. The Evan Ozel's teretz was the most korev el haseichel to me. The Evan Ozel answers it with a hagdama of a rush. The rush talks about a case where I'm in the street and I want to put my peiris down, and I know that if an animal comes, he's going to eat the peiris. I mean, he's going to be potter. I'm in the street, so I take the peiris and I put them high up. I put them on top of a wall where it's not normal for an animal to get it, and I leave it there. Of course, what happens is an animal comes by and he's kofza, it jumps up and it eats the peiris off the top of the wall. So the question is, what's the din? So the Rosh says that the Bala Behem is chayiv. If I put the peiris in a safe spot, and your animal came by and it jumped up and ate it, so then you have to pay. So shtei can be in the Rosh. I had a zeshtim with the Rif. I'm allowed to let my animal walk down the street. I can let my animal walk down the street. So why am I chayiv? The Evan Ozel says, we see from here that there's a chiyuv in a case where the person didn't. Better put it differently. There's only a ptur of Rosh Hasharabim when you have two things: that the animal's allowed to walk there, and that I shouldn't have put my peiris there. It's the two together. The animal's allowed to walk there, like the Rif says. And b'meil, let's move on, that I'm not allowed to put my peiris there. But in a hechatimtza, where I put my peiris in a way that I'm allowed to put the peiris, if I'm allowed to put the peiris there, so then the p'tur doesn't apply. In this case, since there's a situation where I'm allowed to put my peiris, because orchaya would be that it would be safe. So in that case, if your animal comes in and eats it, you're chayiv. So, Evan Ozel, if we accept this aside, which I'm so happy accepting, that you only potter if the person didn't have right to put the fruits there, then it'll answer our Gemara. Our Gemara says one person has a right to put peiris there, the other person has a right to put an animal there. Once he has a right to put peiris there, so then he's chayiv to pay. Only b'shus harabim we have tarti. It's orchayu to walk down the street. And the other person is not supposed to put his peiris there. So then, but here, where our agreement is, I'm allowed to put my peiris there. Here, you're chayiv.
In the case of the Rosh, is that very little shame?
I think he says chayiv as a sholem, yeah. It's not, it should be mishuna. It should be mishuna. Seems that it's, anyway, even though it's, I mean, it did a lahano asai.
But it's not mishuna that he should put them.
So I don't know. Okay. He says that it's Mishona and it's Chayiv al Shem. Why? And we're going to have to wait till we get to that's the case of time ago with the Dli. In the second paragraph, we're going to have to wait till we get there. Where it's Lahan Ha'asai and it's Mishona. That's what he said. And the whole shtickle is so satisfying because what do you mean I'm not allowed to put my peiris in Rosh Hasharabim? I'm allowed to put my peiris in Rosh Hasharabim. It's not Avera, right? We know a simta, we learned last year. A simta is the Tzidei Rishus HaRabi, you're allowed to put your things there, L'chadchila. The Avanazel talks, Ki'ilu, I'm not supposed to leave my Peiris there. I'm allowed to leave my Peiris there and take a risk. People don't take a risk, they do it all the time. No? People, they put things down, and maybe someone will tell me, somebody won't. They feel for a minute, they're safe. I'm allowed to put my Peiris. The Avanazel Chab, the Rishus HaRabi, you're not allowed to leave your Peiris. And the Gemara's case, this person never should to leave his Peiris. L'chayra, the chilek is not such a geshmak chilek, because I'm also allowed to leave my Peiris. I'm not smart for me to leave my Peiris. I'm allowed to, just not smart. You're also not smart. I make up with you, you're allowed to let your animals into the field. I put my Peiris there, it's also not smart. It doesn't have a satisfying teretz. But I don't know, in this third case, I don't know a satisfying teretz. I'm going to work it out that we go with the riff, that if you're allowed to let your animal go there, you're potter. And yet, in this Gemara's case, Yechayiv, if one person could put payers, two people could put animals, Yechayiv, Sai in Svara, it's hard to understand why you should be Chayiv. And Sai in technically, it's hard to understand. And this last case is a very difficult case. I don't know, I don't really have a way out. Except Nubukai Yosef. If you want to go to Nubukai Yosef, you can go with it. Otherwise, you're stuck. The last piece of Gemara, Yihachi Arba Shloi Shahava. If so, it's not four cases, it's three cases. Because the Bishlama, the way we learn Pashit, that the fourth case is a Rishus that belongs to no one. It's a very Gishmak. You have Rishus HaMazik, Rishus HaNizik, Rishus HaShutim, Rishus Shein, Rishus Shnei. But now that the third case is a combination of the other two cases, it's here for Shus HaNizik, here for Shus Shnayim. It's only three cases. Amar Nachum Ben Yitzchak, you're right. Shloisha Klolos, Barba Mekaymus. The only three klolim that you have to know, and it's Barba Mekaymus. So Losha Brai says loved Afkadika Loshan, and that's good. Okay, so Gemarnu, this is the halacha of Rishusim. I can't think of any other Rishus besides Rishus of the Mazik, Nizik, Rishus Sarabin, all the combinations. I'll just leave you one nekuda that I was wondering. I don't understand when we have a Rishus B'Shutfis and you have a right to put Peiris only, and we both have rights to put animals. So what changed from a regular Chatzar Shutfim? In a regular Chatzar Shutfim, I'm potter, my animal's mazik. Regular Chatzar Shutfim. Here it's a Chatzar Shutfim minus one thing. What's the one thing? That the mazik can't put payers there. I don't understand what the mazik's right to put payers there has anything to do with what happened. If the mazik has a right, what happened is the nizik put payers and the mazik's animal was mazik. What? So what?
Now that only one
right
has the right to pay
this,
the
mazik
still
didn't
be
a b'seyach. And Abaye will be mighty here, you mean? Because Abaye only said, Kivir Mechedes L'Shvarim. But when it isn't Mechedes L'Shvarim, so we use the Peiris to decide that it's Stei Asher, that it's Stei HaNizik. Chiddush. Very Chiddush. Right, then you're right, that's the one I say. Okay. Alright, that's that. We start the next Mishnah Yitzhashem tomorrow. Okay, you ready? We're not going to cover a lot of ground.